next number of moments, Lord God. We completely submit it to your will. I know it is not a service as what I had envisioned and planned, but I'm so glad that we serve a Savior who'll come in and wreck your plans for his glory. Father, I just thank you that you have invaded this auditorium today in a mighty way. And your plan and your purpose is your people. Because these people belong to you. Privileged, and I am honored, along with my wife, to stand before them on this day. And I pray that even as some have been moved and touched like never before, I pray that even over these next number of moments, Lord God, there would be more of the same. Jesus' name, amen, amen. You can be seated just for a moment. Just be seated just for a moment. I told my wife, just stay up here with me. Y'all can just stay, hang around because I won't be here long. But I felt as though even as I was really just getting a feel for what Holy Spirit had in store here today, that many of you are identifying in the spirit and in the natural with what the Lord is doing. One of the things that we've got to gain in our maturity in Christ is to be able to identify, as the sons of Issachar did, the times and the seasons of God. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes that seasons actually change. So if I could, maybe my wife and I can just encourage five or six of you to tell you that the season that you're in, although it may seem like a negative season, God is yet working within that season. And if I can tell you, if I could, to let you know that the season that you're in is actually going to change. The season that you're in is actually going to get better. Because my Bible tells me greater are the days ahead of me than those which are. Forget the good old days. I'm not worried about the good old days. I want what God has for me in my days ahead. Can anybody agree with me on that? Somebody say this because I believe in the power of the spoken word. Greater are my days, ahead of me than those that are left behind. Don't celebrate too much days of old. You'll mess around and get stuck there. You'll mess around and you'll always be telling people about how God used to. I remember when this happened, when that happened. I can tell you right now, because we serve a God who sits in my yesterday, is with me in my today, and waits for me in my tomorrow. That's the kind of God that we serve. But don't get too sentimental. Ooh, I'm trying to help somebody. Right now, I'm just talking. This is not something that I had written down. Now, the Holy Spirit is just moving, I believe, in this place. That we serve a God who is so favorable to your future. I don't want you to get stuck in your past and worship your past, because worshiping your past can cause delays for the future to come forth. Now, for some of you, you're not worried about worshiping the past because the past has been horrific. So you're looking forward to what's ahead of you, because some of you all came in 2018 and said, it can't get no worse than 2017. So God, if you are God, and I know you're God, I'm believing, I'm going to step into faith, into favor, into abundance, into overflow. Yeah, let me give you just a scripture here. Matthew, honey, this is something. We didn't plan this. We know this is God just moving, so the Holy Spirit just speaks to you. Even as I give this script, just really jump in. Matthew 16, verse 13. It says, when Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, who do people say that the Son of Man is, NLT, I'm reading. Well, they reply, some say John the Baptist. Some say Elijah, and others say Jeremiah or one of the other prophets. Then he asked them, oh, but who do you say I am? Oh, that's so good, everybody. Lean on the person in front of you and say, who do you say he is? Oh, okay. Here's why some of y'all didn't move, the blood of Jesus. Okay. Tell the person next, ask the person, who do you say he is? Who do you say? Do I got any witnesses out there that know who he is? That of it. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good and his mercy endures. I don't care who's around you. If God's been good to you, stand up, shout, and sit on back down. Why did he ask his disciples, this church family, when they were on the cusp of, they've just seen him feed 5,000. They've seen him, it's not talked about much, feed 4,000 as well. 9,000 women, children not included. It had to be in the many, many thousands. They've seen miracles. They've seen wonders. They've seen all kinds of stuff happen. But he still wants to know, who do y'all say I am? Yeah. Who are you? Is this about popularity? Or is this about power? Some people just around you because you're popular. Some people just in your space because of who you are. Some people in your space because being in your space makes them feel better. Ooh, am I talking to anybody out there? Yeah, yeah. That's why you've got to know who's in your corner for the right reasons. And Jesus had reached a season, say a season, in his ministry where he was ready to cut the fat away. Yeah. Every man or woman needs to get to a place where you're cutting the fat away. Let me tell you, you're too grown to be rolling with people who are not for you. You're too grown to be carrying everybody's problems, everybody's issues, everybody's circumstances. You're too grown for all of those who are telling you, listen, when you go to church, pray for me. No, you tell them, no, you come with me to church. I'm tired of praying for you. Am I talking to anybody? I had to say this before Family and Friends Day because they would have got mad at me. But what I'm saying is that it's time out. You got to cut the fat around you. You've got to be able to identify. That's all Jesus was saying. He was saying, listen, who is with me for the right? Who do y'all say I am? Well, some say Elijah, some say Jeremiah, some say John the Baptist. Yeah, I get that. I get all of that. Yeah, I get that they're saying different things about me, but Jesus was saying, but what y'all saying? See, what you saying about Jesus? Ooh. No, I didn't ask you what grandma said. Everybody at some point in time maybe had a grandmother that would tell you the old stories, be rocking in the chair. Let me tell you about my God. That's the beginning, but that's not the experience of having a one-on-one encounter with God. That's what today is about. Today is about an encounter. Anybody need an encounter with God, right? Anybody need an encounter? I mean a one-on-one, and God, I didn't say a crowd. I didn't say at church. I said a one-on-one, and I'm talking about that encounter where God says, shut everything off. Shut the TV off, shut the computer off, shut your phone down. You're not that important anyway. Come on. We live in a world where people feel like they're going to miss something. So you always got your phone on, always texting, always, man. That's what I thought today's message was going to be about social media, but God wanted to do something else. And so in all of this conversation, good old Peter jumps in. Yeah. Peter jumps in and says, I got the answer. Yeah. I know who you are. Thou art the Christ. Yeah. I got anybody who believes that? Okay. I had an opportunity just this past week. Just this past week, I was so favored and blessed. One of our folk, multiple folk work over at NEOCC prison, Northeast Ohio Correctional Center. And I had the wonderful favor of going over Natalie and Tasha and Tiffany, and they invited me over to the prison this week, and they wanted me to speak to the prisoners, and boy, I love that. Oh my gosh, I was over at TCI a couple of weeks ago. That was the bomb. I love that, y'all. Oh, I love that. He said, prison pastor? Absolutely, I love it. I didn't say I want to stay. I love it, though. I love it. I love it. I love ministering the gospel of Jesus Christ at any setting, any time, any moment whatsoever. And so I'm over at this prison. I was telling my wife about I'm over at this prison. And so I'm talking to one of the ladies, and I'm saying, okay, what's the lineup like? And, you know, when am I going? And how we got this going, this, that, and the other? And they say, okay, pastor, you're going to speak last. We got three people on the docket, this, that, and the other. And the first one's a Muslim. So you got me speaking after a Muslim? Cool. Okay. So after, something I'd never done. I'd never done that in my life. I actually spoke, because you got a number of prisoners. Y'all just say, yeah, you know, we need to do that. You know, we got to be politically correct. I get that. I understand that. I'm cool with it. I'm fine with it. I'm cool. So he went, and he talked, you know, the Quran and Muhammad and all those other things. And it's not that they don't believe in Jesus. They just don't believe Jesus is Jesus. They don't believe he's the Son of God. They don't believe he's the lily of the valley. They don't believe he's the bright. Don't y'all get me started now. They don't believe he's the bright and the morning star. They don't believe he's the rose of jump in here anytime you want to, baby. They don't believe he's Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha. They don't believe he's Jehovah Nissi. They don't believe he's omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent. They don't believe he is the lion and the... yeah. They just believe he's just a prophet. He's just a prophet. And so, you know, I'm respectful and I'm honorable. So, you know, he went on and did his deal and this, that, and the other. And I said, okay, that was time. And I knew what I was going to say, and I couldn't wait to get to that name. That name above, somebody better help me in this place. The name above all names. The name of which demons bow. The name about what every tongue must confess. The name that's greater than Muhammad. The name that's greater than Buddha. The name that's greater than Islam. The name above all names. At the name of Jesus, every knee will bow. Every tongue must confess that Jesus is Lord of Lords to the glory of the Father Most High. Do I got about 18 Jesus lovers in this place that'll give God some praise? At the name of Jesus, every knee will bow. Every tongue will confess. At the name of Jesus, they told me Jesus is the one who heals by the water, moves mountains. He says, speak unto the mountain and say that thou be removed and be cast into the sea. If you're sick, if you're weary, call on Jesus. If you need a friend in the midnight hour, call on Jesus. If you've been single for 20 years, call on Jesus. If your body's acting up, lust, perversion, call on Jesus. If you're having headaches, can't sleep, migraines, call on Jesus. You don't need a preach word. You need somebody go crazy in this place. Woo! I need y'all to participate for me. Stand to your feet right quick, would you? Everybody, they got two good feet. And I need you to get uncomfortable. Is it okay to get uncomfortable on a Sunday morning? I need you to move around and find seven people and tell them, ain't no other name like the name of Jesus. Come on, I'll tell them all of that.
Ain't no other name. Find seven people. Seven. 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 Come on. Come on, find seven people. Come on, tell them ain't no other name. Ain't no... Ain't no other name. Ain't no other name. There's something about that name. There's something about that name. Ain't no other name. At the name of Jesus. I got somebody to say Jesus in this place. There's no other name. No other name. Ain't no name like Jesus. Yeah. That name, that name. That might and that strong name. There's power in that name. There's authority in that name. Ain't nothing like that name. Somebody need to say Jesus. Push somebody and say Jesus. You need Jesus. You don't need another preacher word. You don't need another prophetic word. You don't need another hands laid on you. You need Jesus. Jesus. You don't need another Jesus. Job. You don't need another promotion. You don't need more Jesus. Money. Yes, I just say that. You need more of Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus.
Jesus.
I'm telling you, if you just say that name, something will break off you.
Jesus!
Something will come off you, Nate. I'm telling you. If you just say Jesus, there's something
Jesus.
About that. There's something about that name. I dare 50 of you when you go to work tomorrow. I dare you to yell out in your spirit. Yeah, I said in your spirit. In your spirit, I get that. Your job might have a couple of regulations. But I dare you to pull up in your car before you walk into work tomorrow. And just yell in your car, Jesus!
Jesus! Jesus!
We should be yelling Jesus right now. The whole building should be shaking. The whole building should be shaking.
Jesus!
And there's power in that name. Paul and Silas were in prison, began to sing a song unto the Lord, even in prison, shackled, broke down, left for dead. But there's something about calling on the name of Jesus, which you may not understand, is that you saying Jesus may break the shackles of someone three. Okay, okay. I gotta check Rose right now. I gotta check Rose. I need a row checker. Who's gonna volunteer to be their row checker? I need one person to be the row checker. Come on, come on. One person, one person, one person. Who's the row checker right now? Okay, I need the row checker to yell Jesus right now. Just a row checker. Okay, now check your row right quick. Check your row because I believe in the spirits of shackles that have been broke. Why you ain't moving? Check your row. Walk down. Check your row. I believe some shackles happen. Where's the row checkers at? Hey, there's freedom. Glenn, there's something on your life. Glenn, yeah, there it is right there. Yep, yep, yep. That's it. He already knew it. Where's Bill at? There's something on your life, man. Release it. Release it. Go out there. Release it. Release it. Release it. Just run. There's something on you. Just run. Just run. The church is too dignified. I got any undignified believers out there that say, I'm not trying to be cool. I ain't trying to be cute. your sisters out there that just don't care. They ain't worried about messing their hair up. They ain't worried about sweating that new $75 perm out. It says, to God be the glory, God's been too good. I find the money somewhere else to get my hair done again. But today, I've got to shout, I've got to give God glory. Yeah, y'all, some of y'all feel too dignified. Somebody find a prayer partner. Find a prayer partner around. Okay. Find about three people around, three or four people around you right now, everybody. Find three or four people. Three or four people. Find three or four people. Please don't be socially isolated right now. Please don't do that. Find three or four people. Okay, if you don't like nobody in the row, come on up here, my Lord. Come on. Some of y'all can't find nobody. You ain't that popular. You ain't that special. Find somebody. Honor the house. Find somebody. You got them? All right, now tell them. Tell them three or four people in your group. I believe today is the day that God ordained for your breakthrough. Now let's give God some glory together. I know you've been talking to the person next to you just a little bit. You've been celebrating with them. You've been. But I need you to just on your right and your left, on your right and your left, and I want you to talk to them quickly, and I want you to tell them that last praise. Go ahead and tell them. That was for you. Yeah. Okay, tell the other one, that last praise, that was for you. Okay, but y'all about to go crazy now, though. Okay, but turn to them and tell them, this next praise? Oh, this for me right here. Oh, come on. Somebody go crazy for God! Thank you. Come on. Hallelujah. My Lord. Is it all right if we just end on some praise today? And just, I want us to end on some praise. God is just, something happening in this body of Christ today. I want us to do a praise song, worship. Then I believe I want you all to get settled in as we, there's not a more appropriate day to receive communion than today. To honor the Lord. Are we ready? Are we ready, team? Are we ready? Hallelujah. I just called an audible, so they gotta get everything ready. Don't leave if you don't have to. If you have to, I'm fine. But if you don't, have to leave, just stay within the spirit and stay within what God is doing here today. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for what today has been. My gosh. Ooh, this house needed today. This house needed today. Oh, we need it today. My Lord. I'm so excited, church. I really am. I'm so excited. A lot of wonderful things happening, you all. I'll be sharing some stuff with you in the next number of weeks. That's going to be amazing. We ready? Amen. Let's go right to it. Put those hands together, y'all. You graduated today. I believe that. Don't pass that out yet. Don't pass that out yet.
I got my peace back.
I got my swag.
I got my swag back.
I took it back, say.
I took it back. took it back now.
Say, I took it back
now.
I took it back
now. Say, I took it back.
I took it back.
I took it back.
Took
ain't
it
no
back.
Devil. Ain't no devil in hell hold me down.
I got to go higher.
Made up my mind.
Lift your hands as we close out of this time here this morning. There's nobody like our God. Nobody. Nobody. Just speak to the Lord right where you are and say, Lord, there's nobody like you. There's nobody like you. If you know it, sing it. How excellent. Steady yourself in worship.
Your name is strength. Your name is power. A strong tower makes me say,
yes, Holy Spirit. Yes, yes, yes.
Is
yes,
your
Lord.
Name.
Yes, Lord.
Demon must flee. You're strong enough to fight for.
every hand lifted, if you're here today and you're saying, I want to make a fresh commitment to the Lord today. Fresh. Fresh commitment. Leaving the past in the past. I'm starting my today today. Yeah. I know God is awaiting me in my tomorrows, protecting me from my past. But you're just saying, I just want to make a fresh commitment to the Lord today. I want you to come down to the altar right now. Right where you are. Come on. That's it. Thank you, man of God. Come on. Come on. Just begin to move. Just begin to move. You're saying, I want to make a fresh commitment today. Fresh. Yeah. Fresh commitment in my relationship with Jesus Christ. Every eye closed. Every eye. Don't look around. Don't worry about who's walking. Don't worry about who's moving. This is about you. You're saying, I want to make a fresh commitment in my relationship with Jesus Christ today. Father, I'm looking for you to lead me and to guide me. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you. Pastor Mike, pray with that young man right here. Thank you, man. Wow. Come on, move right where you are. Something on this young man's life. Hold on 1 second, Pastor Mike. Would you pray with this young man right here? What's your name? What's your name? Brendan? Where you from? Florida. Yeah. Just bring that down a little bit. Just lift your hands. Is your dad in your life, if you don't mind me asking? Something that God wants to do in your life. I saw it a couple of weeks ago when I first met you out there in the hallway. You would allow me to let me just speak over your life. I hear the Lord saying, I've been looking for you. I've been seeking and searching. You've been running. Says you've tasted and you've seen. You've raised and you've been reared. But I hear the Lord saying that even as you have run track, these last seasons of your life have been a season of just running. But I hear the Lord saying today to you that as you have crossed that finish line, you have said actually a track athlete when he finishes across the finish line, he usually raises his hands as if he's the winner. But I hear the Lord saying that even as you were walking down this aisle, you were actually lifting your hands in the spirit and you were surrendering yourself unto God. For I hear the Lord saying today, this is the greatest race that you have ever won in your life today. The race to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and as your... We should go crazy in this place right now, church family. God's got a plan and a purpose for your life. And let me be very bold and very strong with you. You will be ostracized. You will be looked at strange. But it is all in my purpose and my plan. For I hear the Lord saying, I'm going to send you out as among wolves. Because there's something on your life that's so attractive to those who don't know you. And I'm going to use you, and I'm going to use your testimony. You've had successes in life, no question, but you've had multiple failures. You've gone through seasons of life of frustration and disappointment. But I hear the Lord saying that I've brought you into a house that'll cover you, that'll strengthen you. I've brought you around men who are trustworthy. Men who can continue to speak and build your life into the man that you will become. While I hear the Lord saying there's success all over your life. What's your major? Criminal justice. Yeah. Yeah. So this is what I hear God say. I've been doing a lot of prison ministry lately. And one of the things that I hear the Lord saying is that you're going to be joining me. One of these prisons that I'm going to. Because because there's something so dynamic on your life. And it's going to cause freedom and breakthrough for your life. I don't know what you want to be, but I just hear God saying, you're an attorney. You're an attorney. I don't even know if you thought about law school and legal aspect of criminal justice. I don't know if you thought about it just on a social worker aspect, which is a wonderful profession. But I hear the Lord saying, you're corporate. You better get ready, man of God. You're corporate. Lift your hands. Father, I just bless this young man in the name of Jesus. I count all of his days now and in the future. I call him blessed and highly favored. Protect him, Lord God, as he's in a world that will literally attack him in every phase and format of his life. Father God, protect his mind, his spirit, his heart, and his soul, that he will walk before you in a way of authority, strength, and of power. And I thank you, Lord God, that you have brought him into this house for such a time as this. Amen. Amen. He wants to receive the Lord. Lead him to the Lord. Lead him to the Lord. Stay right there, man of God. Lead him to the Lord. Listen, all over the building, I want you to prepare yourselves as we get ready to receive communion. Those of us who help us out with communion, please position yourselves appropriately. And as we get ready to go into this time of communion, I'm going to ask each of you to examine yourselves. If there is anything within your heart, within your spirit, that is not of God, I'm going to ask you to repent right now. The Bible is very clear when it comes to communion, the drink which resembles the blood, the bread which resembles the body. This is holy. Say holy. This is a holy time. If there's anything in you that you just know, just them some forgiveness, some hurt, some anger, you're just saying, you know what, Lord, just forgive me. I don't want to carry this. I don't want to drink of this cup, eat of this bread. The Bible says unworthily, unworthily. Because a man or woman can cause damnation to call. Come on his or her body by receiving of this bread and drinking of this cup, and yet you hold aught in your heart, simply meaning you got some things against someone else. He asked us to lay it down before him, not to carry anything that could corrupt us. So even as that's being passed out, think about that, and then we're going to do a corporate prayer together once everything is passed out. Father God, corporately and individually, Lord God, I ask for your forgiveness right now over anything and everything that is in our lives, Lord God, that is impure before you. Father God, we repent of every sin that would cause us to be out of alignment with you. We prepare our bodies right now to receive of your communion. And we know that you will forgive us on our clear communication unto you. For the Bible says, I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let us take of the bread. Thank you, Jesus. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes again. Let us drink. Somebody say hallelujah. Be refreshed. Thank you, Jesus, for your blood. Thank you, Jesus, which was shed on Calvary for me. Thank you, Jesus, that we have the opportunity to worship corporately as we do here today. We honor you. We bless you. In the mighty, matchless name of Jesus Christ. Y'all thank the Lord for what he did today, y'all. My Lord. Come on, let's thank the Lord for what he did today. Man. Hey, I do want to, first of all, Bible study Wednesday. I will be there teaching. I've not had an opportunity to teach this year yet. Family commitments, vacation. But I will be in the saddle this Wednesday night, 7 o'clock. At our old location, 114 East Liberty. I look forward to seeing you there on that evening. And then also, I want to make mention, we got a daughter of the house that is just so gifted and so talented. And I've recently heard of her having, I believe, an event coming up. This is major. She's been a daughter of the house literally since she was a teenager. Amber, come on down here, daughter, just so I can get the details. This is big, 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 because I prophesied this over you, I don't know, 5+ years ago, right around there. I know I heard, did I hear Doc in here at one time? He had to leave. That's why he's a doctor, right? Yeah, I knew I heard Doc, because I always know that voice when I hear it. Preach, Pastor. Preach, Pastor. I know that's my doc in the building. So clap your hands for Amber. This is a spiritual daughter of mine. She's been a spiritual daughter for a long, long time. I need to say all of that just so you all know why I'm doing this, but she's been a daughter of the house for many, many, many years. You got what coming up? And I remember prophesying some things over to you many years ago. What's coming up on Friday?
So I will be with Opera Western Reserve.
Yeah. You're gonna be with Upper Western Reserve.
Upper Western Reserve, at Standby Auditorium. We are doing a production of Porgy and Bess, and I will be singing Clara.
Wow. God is just exploding your life. He is just exploding your life. Hey, you remember Kitty that the Lord gave me prophecy many years ago that she would be literally traveling the world? This woman's an opera singer, y'all. Opera singer. Opera singer. I would have you give him a bar or two, but I'm a, I'm a, because they don't the octaves and the stuff that you can hit is just ridiculous. But I'm so happy for you, so proud of you. You are fulfilling destiny and purpose for your life. We could not be more proud of you. We bless you. Have an amazing, amazing time this Friday. We love you so much, Amber. God bless you.
Absolutely.
Amen. Amen. Wow. 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 Hey, listen, I'm going to get out as quickly as I can and hug as many folk as I have an opportunity to here in just a few moments. Again, next Sunday, get here early, church. Family and Friends Day, as well as Celebrate Education Day. Stand to your feet and let us speak the blessing over your life. We bless you in the name of Jesus Christ, the name above every name in all the earth. We bless you coming and we bless you going. We bless all that you put your hands to that is God intended for your purpose. We bless this season of your life. Somebody say it's my best season. Look at the person next to you and tell them it's your best season. Yeah, bless your homes, your jobs, your finances. Certainly we bless your health. May you be healthy and whole according to the word of God. Now listen, I tell you, each and every week, God has given us one beautiful life to live. I'm so glad we got to experience today together. Amen. Glory to God for his power and his authority. Now listen, I tell you, each week, you got one life to live. Live the very best you can. Be excited, energetic, full of life, so much so that you do what? Love on somebody around you. God bless you. We'll see you Wednesday. And see you next Sunday again. Get here early next Sunday. God bless you.